From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. We begin today in Lebanon, where Israel has tightened an air and naval blockade of that country. Israeli forces are also targeting Hezbollah and civilian sites in the Lebanese capital of Beirut, including more attacks on the airport. Hezbollah militants are still firing dozens of rockets into northern Israel.
This is the third day of intense fighting between Israel and Lebanon. Israel is pursuing the release of two of its soldiers captured this week by Hezbollah. And now Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says the offensive against Lebanon won't end until Hezbollah is disarmed.
Joining me from Beirut is NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, Israel has imposed a blockade by sea, land, and air, making it very difficult to get around the country. And I understand you've just recently arrived. How did you get in?
Yeah, Madeline, it took me 2 days to get into Beirut. I was actually stranded in Cyprus along with many Lebanese passengers because flights were starting to be grounded as early as Tuesday night when Israel began bombing Beirut's airport. The only way in right now is by road through neighboring Syria. And this morning, the main highway from Syria was bombed. We had to come through back roads through the hills to reach Beirut. An interesting consequence of this is that after all the efforts of the U.S. and Europe and the United Nations to get Syria to end its military occupation of Lebanon, less than a year after that happened now, Lebanon is completely dependent on Syria for any access to the outside world.
Now tell us about today's military action. What have you witnessed? What has Israel done in Lebanon?
There had been airstrikes throughout the day, mostly targeting the airport, which I can see across the water from me right now. At one point, I saw two Israeli helicopters just hovering stationary a mile or two off the coast facing the airport. And periodically, we hear jets flying overhead. And then, of course, that occasional shock wave and explosion of those airstrikes, which have been leaving huge craters in Lebanese highways, on the airport runways. And there's still a fire burning from fuel storage tanks, which were targeted overnight. There's smoke billowing over the city hours after that was hit.
We've heard reports of numerous civilians being killed in this fighting. What are the Lebanese saying about the Israeli attacks?
Well, Lebanese are furious. They say it's not fair to punish the entire population for the actions of one armed faction, Hezbollah, and recall that there are many Lebanese who do not like Hezbollah from other religious groups that are not Shiite Muslims particularly. And in fact, the Lebanese government has been calling for the disarmament of Hezbollah. Other Lebanese say it's not right to kill and injure civilians in pursuit of two captured Israeli soldiers. Now, some Lebanese who support Hezbollah, they say, you know what? This group had every right to go ahead and capture these two Israeli soldiers in order to help negotiate the release of hundreds, thousands of Lebanese and Palestinian prisoners who are in Israeli prisons to this day.
Well, Ivan, this puts the government there in Lebanon in a difficult position because Hezbollah, at least in the south, is quite powerful. Does the government have the means to do anything vis-a-vis Hezbollah?
Certainly not at this point. Hezbollah is a force unto itself, particularly in southern Lebanon, where it controls the frontier with Israel, and in neighborhoods like southern Beirut. So if anything, if the Lebanese government had to make a move against Hezbollah in this country, and it is quite a weak and fractious government, I would anticipate some kind of civil strife between sectarian groups again, touching off something like what was seen during the Lebanese Civil War from 1975 to 1990.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut. Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Madeline.